It's Friday, 12th of February, 2021, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, the web hosting, domains, cloud and broadband company with an empty office in Carlow because all our staff are currently working from home. My name is Conor Muinichon, and in this episode, we're going to mark Safer Internet Day, which occurred earlier this week. My guest is Detective Inspector Mel Smith of the Garda Economic Crime Bureau in Harcourt Square in Dublin. We talk about the types of fraud which are happening online and which we here at Black Knight have seen an increase in over the past year. In fact, we've published a press release this week on that subject. More about it later in the show. First, our interview, and this one is unusual in this time of Zoom and Skype and remote conversations. The interview was actually recorded 1 year ago on my last business trip in March of 2020, just a couple of weeks before the first lockdown. I visited Harcourt Square, Garda Station, where I spoke to Detective Inspector Mel Smith.
One particular scam that's going on in Ireland at the moment is different websites offering fast, quick, unsecured loans. It's an organised criminal gang that are behind this. And they keep changing their name. But everyone will be consistent in this way. The victim will be a person who is financially vulnerable. They can't get credit in normal situations. Credit banks, credit unions or wherever. I would advise them that in people in those situations, anyone who's listened, that if you're in that situation, go to the money advice and budgeting service, MABS. But these people will be desperate for money and they will go online looking for loans, and inevitably the words used will lead them to one of these websites. And the way it will work is this: you will apply for a loan, any amount. Within 5 minutes you'll get a phone call and you will be told that your loan is approved. No questions asked. They won't ask you about your income. They might do a bit of bluffing around that to try and add some legitimacy to the site. But generally, it will be very, very quickly they will be moving to asking you for your bank account, your IBAN number. And they will then say, OK, your loan is approved. And there will be a lot of pressure from that point on where you will be asked to pay a fee in advance. And they will say there's an administration fee of 190. As soon as you pay that fee, you will get your 5,000 loan or your 10,000. They might say there's a management fee. They might then come back to you and say, I haven't paid the first and second fee. They might come back and say, OK, all you need now is to pay the first month in advance. Could be 300 or 400 or 500 euros. And then the money will be lost to your account. And in every case, the money is transferred. You never get your loan. It's a scam. And I just want to warn people about that particular scam. The other interesting thing is about this is that oftentimes they will, or in every case, they will ask you to transfer the money to another Irish bank account. And that person will actually also be a victim. And they will be told, the second person will be told, we're going to lodge money to your account. It's only just a test to make the system works. It's going to be a small amount of money, maybe 150, 200 euros. And once that money goes through your account, we want to transfer that on to another account. And the reason we're doing this is that we transfer a small amount before we transfer the large amount to make sure it's correct. Now, that scam is to enable them to launder the money through different accounts, make it harder for law enforcement and banks to follow. So the second account holder is always a victim. And eventually that money the last person that gets that money in Ireland will be asked to transfer it out of the jurisdiction.
So this is what you describe as advance fee fraud.
Advance fee fraud, where you pay a fee in advance for a service or a product and you never get the product. And I suppose in the wider circle of online cyber-enabled fraud, this is just one example. And people have to be aware that you're going to get emails, text messages, SMS, and other communications, and it'll be maybe saying to you that you're going to win, you've won a prize of 30 euros or 50 euros, or I might invite you in a recent one, it was a Facebook ad for a permanent TSB bank, and it said that if you completed a survey, you would be awarded 15 or 30 euros or 20 euros, whatever it was different amounts in different advertisements. All you had to do was click on the link to start the tour. Now, when you clicked on the link, you are invited then to log into your account. Now, that link actually brought you to a fake permanent TSB bank account. And at that point, as soon as you entered your bank account and your PIN, the fraudsters now had complete control of your account. Mm. Within minutes, your account would be emptied.
Now, ultimately, as you said, this money goes outside the jurisdiction. I presume the criminals are operating outside the jurisdiction as well. That obviously makes it difficult for yourselves, for the Gardaí, and for the financial authorities.
It does. It makes it very difficult to prosecute them. And I suppose this is where our focus now is also on. Well, we will follow that money and we will follow the investigation. And where if it's in Europe, we would have some chance of maybe getting down to the suspect at the end of the day. But I'm also very interested in the prevention and disruption aspect of this. And if people are aware of this possibility that their banks could be emptied, if they click on links on an email, text or SMS that will bring you to where they've given away their bank account, then less Irish citizens will become victims of this fraud. And it's cyber-enabled fraud. It's kind of the main thing about this is it's an unsolicited text. Mm. Now, in the loan scam, people are going on the website looking to apply for a loan. Now, as soon as you're asked to pay the fee in advance, a warning flag should raise. Mm-hmm. Now, in the other ones, it's often unsolicited. So the warning flag there is an unsolicited text, email, SMS, telling you you've won something, or sometimes saying to you that you owe the revenue money. And just give us your bank account, we withdraw the money and you're paid. Or there'll be different ways, and there's always different stories that it will be come up with. Might be from some online retail company or whatever, offering you a prize or something like that. But in the end of the day, the commonality is they will always ask you to click on a link, enter your bank account, enter your password or your PIN, and from that point on, and it could be your credit card, enter all those details, and from that point on, they have control of your bank account or your credit card.
What should people do?
You just have to stop and think.
Yeah.
These fraudsters will always have very plausible stories. The nature of fraudsters is that's the way they work. They're very plausible, they're very confident, they will have a well-rehearsed story. So when you receive unsolicited calls, they will be very convincing. Mm. And my advice is stop and think. And think of the red warning flags I just mentioned, an unsolicited email that brings you into a link, that brings you into revealing personal data. That's important. That's a huge red flag. And once that red flag starts to wave in front of you, you stop and you hang up and you don't talk to that person. Now, if they're talking about your bank, and sometimes it will be always a pressure situation. One situation here is, one example was, they said they were from your bank. Your bank was after being compromised. They needed to move the money from your account to another account where it'd be safe. And it's all hushed. You better do it. You better act quickly. You better do it now. Mm. And the person panics. And they give them their details. They allow them to move the money. And the money's gone out of the country. Mm. So once it's hassle. You must do it now. Otherwise, you'll lose your money. Otherwise, you won't get your prize. Otherwise, you won't get your loan. Mm. It's always pressure. And that pressure is done by the fraudster to try and stop people from thinking. My advice is stop and think.
And I suppose one thing to maybe think about is that a reputable financial lender or institution typically won't operate in that fashion. They won't rush you. They won't.
And they won't ask you for your bank account because they'll know it. But they won't ask you for PIN numbers. Mm. You know, when you give your credit card, you'll give your credit card number, the date and the security code at the back. Now, any company will ask that because they need that when you're making an online purchase. Mm. But I would say when you're making an online purchase, that's not unsolicited. You go online, you want to buy your product. You look up Amazon and you enter in your details and you put in your credit card details. You're doing that. You look it up. The fraudster makes contact with you. It's an unsolicited. And now they want your information. And that's the thing, the unsolicited contact where they're asking you for your data, your credit card or your bank account number. It's unsolicited. They've contacted you. That's the warning flag. Stop and think.
There's new frauds, there's new scams coming up all the time. There are some other examples you wanted to mention as well.
I'd say there's lots of different stories you'd be told. Mm. You'll be told you're from Air, you'll be told you're from Amazon, or God knows who you revenue. Mm. And in the end of the day, Microsoft, there's a thing there where Microsoft, you'll get a message on your computer and you'll be told, contact Microsoft, there's an urgent security risk with your computer. You will ring a number and you will be sent to, there's an example actually in BBC where a call centre was being used in India and you got through to the call centre, they took over your computer. And from that point on, your computer is compromised. They will be trying to get your bank details or trying to get money out of you some way. But the whole point is that it's they all come down to the same thing. They want your credit card details or your bank account details. So once the red flag has to be unsolicited, any kind of a site that you link in where they're looking for your bank account, you have to really pause. Now, from when a person does go on the web and look up a company and they're going to do business with that company, they should do their due diligence. And, you know, is it a registered company? Do they actually operate from that building? Is the phone number thing? There's different things you can look at and say, well, tease it out. But if you're worried, then don't deal with it. And a lot of times, you know, the vast majority, the 99.99%, if not more, and companies operating on the internet are legitimate. But you just have to be wary. And as I say, the big sign is when it's unsolicited.
Yeah,
that's the thing that always concerns me. They're the mass frauds that happen every day of the week. This very moment, there's thousands of people in different countries sitting down at their desks preparing to commit fraud for the day. In the English-speaking world and in other places, they're committing fraud in the German-speaking world, in the French-speaking world, and the Spanish-speaking world. And we just have to be conscious of that before we give away our personal data.
And they can be very sophisticated. I mean, someone can have, it's social engineering, they call it, someone can have a little bit of personal information about you that may be publicly available, and they can use this to convince you that they actually are your bank or whoever it is they say they are.
Yeah, well, you know, they can do it for financial reasons, but they can also do it for other reasons. You know, social engineering, for example, we call it romance fraud, where they get onto a website, a dating website, to see what a person is interested in, and they will develop their own persona to suit that particular individual. They will then make contact with that individual, and gradually a relationship develops. And as it develops, it eventually leads to a request for money. And over 1 million it was lost in Ireland last year from romance fraud. But it's also used by paedophiles, for example, who will look up young people, see what that young person is interested on their social media. They might be interested in a particular band, music or band types of music, movies, whatever. But they will find out about that young person, and they will then create their own profile to generate an interest where they will have something in common when they talk to that person. So then they develop an online relationship, and they will pretend to be the same age as that person, and they'll have everything will be fake. And then another relationship builds up, whatever kind of relation it might be. But that could end up in sharing of intimate photographs. And once that happens, those photographs, once a young person lets their photographs online, then that's photographs outside their control, and they can go anywhere. So, you know, then you have the other ones where you have people befriending each other on Facebook. They share intimate photographs, and then they get a demand for money. If they don't pay, their photograph will be sent to every one of their friends on Facebook. And that has happened where people have been asked to send 5,000, 10,000. They will keep asking until the victim has no money left, and then they will still send the photograph. So, you know, it's all about protecting yourself and protecting your data, whether it's to give away your bank, give away your image, give away your name and address, giving away intimate images. People do share those legitimately with their boyfriends and so on, girlfriends, but not with strangers.
Yeah.
I don't recommend you do it with boyfriends or girlfriends either, to be honest, because if you break up, and it's a bad breakup, are they going to share them? But that's another story. But it's all to do with protecting yourself and your data. And your data includes your name, your address, your date of birth, your bank account, your card, and your images.
I got a text message recently telling me that my delivery was scheduled for the next day for something that was an unpost delivery. Yeah, that was one that was going around a few weeks ago. And I had not, just that I remembered, I almost clicked on it, and then I just remembered I wasn't actually expecting a delivery.
Yeah.
So even though you could say, and I would consider myself fairly security conscious in that as well, even though it's fair to say that the public is, I think, probably getting more aware of what the dangers are, the criminals are getting more inventive and creative all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, that link, if you clicked on that link, whether it's on your phone or a computer, you might say, I'll click on the link and see what it is, but it won't go any further. Mm. But when you click on that link, malware could now be inserted on your computer or your phone.
Yeah.
And once the malware is on your phone, now they have control and they can see everything you do on your phone. So never click on the link, especially when it's unsolicited. And as I said before, stop and think. Well, I'm not expecting anything from Unpost or from anywhere else. So if you're not expecting it, don't do it. Mm. Would you risk all your money and all your data on your phone or your computer for a promise of 15 quid or 30 euros if you do a tour? Well, no. So don't do it. Don't click on the link. I just want to say generally about anything that you do on the internet. And, you know, there's a lot of us out there, and the vast majority of websites are safe and secure and all of that. So the risk of a person becoming a victim of fraud is probably relatively low. But the consequences are high. So I would say to people, when you go on the internet, of course you can do your business and you can be active on it. But you have to be careful. You have to stop and think when you're worried about it. But the risk of you being defrauded are low if you do that. And they're very low if you're conscious of it. The consequences are high, because if you do click on a link that's from an unsolicited email, that could lead to you losing all your money that's in your bank account.
Mm.
Or lead to malware being lodged onto your computer that gives someone control of your computer. So I'm just saying, you know, just be careful. Think of that the risk is low, but the consequences are high. And after that, then, if you stop and think, the risk will be very low.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast, and that was Detective Inspector Mel Smith from the Economic Crime Bureau of An Garda Síochána at Harcourt Square in Dublin. The interview was recorded a year ago, just before the first lockdown. As I mentioned, we've published a press release this week to mark Safer Internet Day. Its purpose is to raise awareness of the fact that with the increase in online activity, there's been a corresponding increase in online crime, especially phishing. Phishing is what it's called when criminals send fake emails and texts pretending to be a well-known business such as bank, utility company or a major retailer. They use lists of stolen random email addresses and send out millions of emails and texts in a scattergun approach. They pose as well-known companies with a large customer base, hoping some of the recipients might be customers of that company, and their aim is to trick people into clicking on fake links to fake websites and inadvertently sharing personal and financial and security information with the criminals. In recent years, as Black Knight has grown to a market-leading position, we've found ourselves targeted by some of these emails, some of them claiming to come from us. Not only that, but we've observed an increase in attacks using our name, 62 between April and December last year, compared to 18 in the same period of 2019. That's an increase of 244%. You can read more about this story in the press release, and there's also a link there to our how-to guide on internet safety called 7 Simple Steps for Online Safety. For more information, visit bk.ie/warning. Agus Sinnefoil, that's it for this month. Gudian Chiadurella, Slán, Gafoil.